It's TJ with Rich alongside, and we are happy to welcome a couple of guys who are serving our country, Sergeant First Class David Williams and Captain Chris Smith from the Army and the Army Reserve. Hey, guys, how are you?
How's it going today?
Doing great. Thanks for having us on today.
Listen, we wanted to talk to you. First off, we want to say thank you for your service. We do want to ask about the COVID-19 thing and how has it affected you guys. I mean, I know it's affected all Vermonters and really everyone differently. Has it affected the Army and the Army Reserve in the recruiting process?
So I guess I'll field that one first, and then Sergeant First Class Williams can correct me at any time, as usual. So the Army's really taken a very responsible stance on how we mitigate the COVID spread, especially with contact and recruiting, and very appropriate. So the way that we're handling it right now is that we do qualifying questions before anyone meets anyone. We go through a screening for our recruiters as well as the individuals who are coming in that are interested in the Army. There is the temperature taken as well as everything is swabbed down with sanitizer. Sanitizers for hands, masks, and a 6-foot distance with all contact for the recruiting questions.
One of the main things I've noticed as we watched this come into play, like back in March and April when we started taking these precautions, we realized a lot of things. We realized some changes that we could actually make in recruiting where everybody was at home. So we did all of this virtual. Nothing stopped with recruiting. We just had to change our approach at it. So we realized, as a lot of businesses are, that a lot of things done in person can be done elsewhere. So we've established ways to do these pre-qualifications that Captain Smith talked about through social media platforms or telephone, or even created a digital platform for these applicants to actually apply for military service. And none of this has to be done in person. We send the test to them through their email. They're able to do everything except enlist at the MEP station without ever having to see a recruiter, however, still maintaining great contact. So it was eye-opening for the recruiting world to see how much we could do as far as this process goes without ever having to be in person with each other. So that was unique and interesting.
I'd say there's no real silver lining in regards to COVID-19. However, for an operational standpoint in recruiting, it's really allowed a lot of our soldiers, a lot of our recruiters and our commanders to analyze a problem from a different angle that they haven't seen before. So that's been an interesting friction point that we've been able to really approach.
Yeah, I would imagine you have to adapt in so many ways. And of course, the kids, too, the potential recruits have to. I can't even imagine what it's like to be a 17, 18-year-old kid right now. You know, you're online, you're in school, you're online, no sports, no this, no prom. Everything in their life has been turned upside down in the last year, year and a half. So with so many young people struggling, tell me about the opportunities that the Army and Army Reserve offers.
So for the Army and Army Reserve, I'd say the first opportunity that it offers is the chance to kind of spread your wings as an adult. So there's an interesting book by Sebastian Younger Tribe, and I would say it really resonated with me well joining the Army. It was finding every culture has a point for young adults, whether a female or a male, to basically become that adult, to go from childhood to becoming an adult. And within there, I think in our culture, some people, especially those who have participated in sports, they can see the Army as being that approach. Now, we're not in constant conflict right now. The last unit I just came from was an advising unit. We were trying to prevent conflict. And I think now is a time that if you're going to go look into the Army, look for abilities and chances and opportunities. It's a really good route to find that.
I would add to that, too, is if the Army has never been on your radar as something that you think you might even be interested in, I will tell you as a personal experience that for me it was absolutely not. I didn't join the Army until I was 25, and I had life figured out. I went to college. I was a loan officer for Bank of America, and I did not need the Army. While I respected it, I just had no plans to do it until I looked into it. And I would say that's I don't know if you want to call it a problem, but a hurdle that is faced in the recruiting for the United States Army at this point is that it sometimes isn't considered even to the point to find out information. And we look at that like applying for a college. You don't, some people may, but for the most part, you do your research and you explore all your options and then make a decision. So I would just encourage anybody that has or hasn't thought about military service to look into the opportunities that the Army may provide, because like me, I was on a great path in a professional field that I could have done very well in, but the Army presented options that I wouldn't even have thought of, which have you know, now have completely taken over what I plan to do for until I retire from this. So,
just to dovetail off that, I will say that in regards to what you were just saying, is that the Army has certainty to it. There is security in that right now, in a place where certainty and security, we just aren't sure on a day-to-day. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but I mean that's life right now. And I will say, with a career in the Army and the Army Reserve, you know what you're doing day in, day out. So it is a big plus.
Obviously, in times of conflict, I would imagine your job gets harder.
Mm-hmm.
In the climate that we live in today, I would imagine, you deal with a lot of high schools. That's more challenging than it's ever been before. What are the jobs that the Army Reserve are looking for right now?
You want to start with that one?
Sure, I can. There are definitely jobs that the Army likes to see filled, priority fills, if you want to be super technical about it. But the vast majority of jobs are constantly available. So, and that comes with qualifications and things like that. But as far as the jobs available, of course, the I would say one of the largest jobs that you're going to see consistently is our infantry. It makes up the greatest foundation of our Army. But then every other job that supports that fighting force, you know, should there be any combat that is required of them, every other position, I believe in my eyes, supports that infantry, whether it be your engineers or your intelligence, the technical side of it, me as a medic, all of those things funnel in, and all of those positions are available all of the time, as long as there are training seats. So annually, these things fill up, and then we resupply those. The Army is always gaining people and losing people. So at all times, these jobs are available. Pending the fact that you qualify, that comes through your test scores and the ASVAB, which qualifies you to do specific jobs based on their technicality. But I would say for the majority of the time, it depends on that person who is applying. Do you have what it takes to do this job? Does this job suit your needs? That is one great thing about the Army. I'll put this plug in there over most other military branches, is we allow that person applying for this this field, this organization, to hand select the job you want. Yes, there may only be 35 of the 150 that you qualify for, but of those, you hand select it. You tell me, this is what I want to be, a combat medic. That's what I want to do. There's no reverse in saying, hey, if you want to do it, you're going to do this. So I think that's a big perk. Kevin Smith?
Yeah, the one thing I would like to add is a lot of people, when they look into the military, they'll see soldiering. Soldiering typically aligns with the combat arms, so armor or infantry, which is great. I came from the infantry. That was where I first started. Now I'm an MI. And wars are frankly won and lost with support. And not only with that support, but those individuals who go into those occupations in the military that aren't necessarily the combat arms, but are that supporting mechanism. You have a trade that most other people never have. And when I say that, I mean with the skill set that you now have in your resume, the experience. So it's a really good opportunity to branch out and look at those as also soldiering.
And what about the daunting task of paying for college and banking money for college? Obviously, that the financial considerations for you guys has to come into play.
So one of the things I'll start off with, so ROTC, it's a little bit different for joining the Army. That's one thing that we help and assist in with ROTC. It kind of fills the reserve portion. You can also go active from there. And that's what I went through as ROTC. I wouldn't have been able to go to college without a full scholarship. And that's what the Army brought to me, allowed me to have, was a higher education in college and then become an officer for the United States Army. There's other opportunities as well with the student loan repayment program. It's up to $65,000 for our soldiers who join and can repay those loans, especially in a time, again, that's uncertainty and you don't know where you're going to pay those bills. Well, that's an opportunity. Not only do you have that, but you're going to build a tradecraft or a skill set. You're going to be certified that you're not paying for it, but the Army's going to pay for it and ensure that you now have a resume and certification when you get out for
it. Yeah, I would say also, if your main focus is to be a student, the United States Army Reserve, that is what it is there for. You are a part-time soldier and a full-time student, or if we're on the topic of education, full-time student, you could be otherwise employed as well. But focusing on the student and that money is available to cover your tuition or your room and board and the whatever it costs for books and all that stuff. That is what it's there for. While you make an additional stipend of your 1 week in a month and 2 weeks a year service in the United States Army Reserve. At any point, you are welcome to transition onto the active duty side, you know, which also offers additional educational benefits, such as myself serving active duty while also attending school, not full time, but also working to advance my degree in that realm as well. So, and another thing that I also capitalized on is the post 9/11 GI Bill. After 4 years of active duty service, that is entitled to every service member. I'm already getting my education for free, so I don't really need more money for it. But my four-year-old son, I've now been able to transfer those benefits to him, and now he has a full four-year education paid for him, should he choose to pursue that. So a lot of options, a lot of options.
Yeah, and that doesn't just end for those trying to receive a bachelor's. That goes into a master's program as well. Like I myself will be using the GI Bill to get a master's once I get out.
Very, very cool. You know, a lot of Vermonters spend their whole life in this state. Some of them, by the time they get to high school or college, are thinking, man, I want to break out and see the world. And I've talked to so many different members of our military who say that's the one thing that I got that I needed at that time in my life was just a chance to spread my wings and get out and see the world. And you obviously offer that.
Yeah, from my own experience, so I've been to Afghanistan. I've also been to Romania. I've been to Germany. I've been to England. And then it's a lot of training opportunities. It's not just going out to conflict. Most of those were training opportunities. So Romania specifically, as well as Germany, amazing training. You're working with 5, 6, 10, 12 different nations. You're really getting a new look at the world and those people who live in those other areas within the world. And without that, I would not be the same person today that I am now.
Having only been assigned to Vermont for 1 year, I kind of question why anybody would want to leave here. But should you want to leave, I will tell you that there are some great places the Army can take you. I did want to see some things when I joined, and Hawaii was on the top of my list. I was like, hey, man, if I'm going to be in the Army, why don't I go to someplace tropical? Let's see if they can do that for me. Sure enough, my first duty station was 3 years in Hawaii. I spent every day that I could. We even worked from the beach sometimes. I got great at surfing, spearfishing, all kinds of crazy things. Had an opportunity to go to South Korea, check out some tourist stuff over there while, like Captain Smith said, doing a little bit of training alongside of that. But yeah, Germany, Ireland, man, multiple countries overseas and many, many states around here. So it's if that's your thing, if that's in your wheelhouse, this is definitely a place to capitalize on that.
And if you get really lucky, you could get tickets for Philadelphia for the Army-Navy game. Has that ever happened
for either
of you?
I have not gotten those yet.
No. Still waiting. So lucky.
What's that day like for you guys?
Oh, the Army-Navy game?
Yes.
It's an interesting one. My brother-in-law actually was in the Navy. So I would say that, unfortunately, at that time, my in-laws do side with him, so they become the Navy family. But it is an interesting camaraderie with a rivalry.
Right.
Yeah, far more entertaining if you spend that time with somebody of the opposite branch, like my father-in-law, 30 years retired Navy, and it does get interesting.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll stop there.
If someone's listening to this podcast and they're saying, well, you know what, Sergeant First Class David Williams and Captain Chris Smith, I'm listening to what you're saying, and it sounds like a good deal, and they're interested in talking with you. There's a way they can get a hold of you. Where do they go? What do they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got, depending on where you're at, what location, multiple recruiting stations around the state of Vermont in northern New York. That's where Captain Smith and I are primarily located for the greater Burlington region. Any of those recruiters, you know, more than willing to help. We have stations in Burlington, Barrie, Vermont, Glens Falls, New York, Rutland, Vermont, and Plattsburgh is another station we have. They're all set up with, you know, every capability to present every opportunity that could be available to you. I mean, reach out to them on Facebook. Every one of these stations has a Facebook account, Instagram account. There's phone numbers. We all have Google accounts set up that, you know, you type in the Army Recruiting Station near me. Every phone number pops up. They'll answer that phone or stop by. Like we talked about earlier, there's every precaution in place to maintain safety even during these times.
Yeah. Just to dovetail on that is if you just Google Army Recruiting, and then attach that city that you're nearby, which is either Barrie, Glens Falls, Plattsburgh, Burlington, or Rutland, you'll find that station. You'll have a contact information. The Facebook and Instagram are there, and all that information will be available for them to reach out to. And our guys will reach out. We'll contact them back almost immediately.
We want to thank Sergeant First Class David Williams, Captain Chris Smith from the U.S. Army Reserve for joining us. And again, guys, we say thank you for your service.
Oh, no, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. We love doing it.
Yeah, thanks for having us in, guys. Anytime we can, you know, this isn't just some ploy to try to get somebody else to do what I'm doing. You know, I definitely think this is a great opportunity for everybody. As I said in the beginning, if you haven't considered it, think about it. It turned into my career, and it's because I actually love doing this that got me to stay. The incentives are great. The pay is great. Everything that comes along with it is great, but it's a job you can truly find passion for, and I think that's what keeps everybody in. So take a look at it, man. A lot of good stuff out there.